And I found that the Hebrew writing, which is the original writing, or the Jewish original writing, whether in Greek or in Hebrew, it never talked about the devil, it talked about a thief. And why would they talk about a thief? Because you can never be able to catch the devil. The devil is not a substance. The devil is not an item. The devil is a spirit. Are we together, people?
Yes.
Now, when it is talking about a thief, it means that the devil can manifest in a million and one ways. And one of his manifestations is he being a thief. He steals. And you know, when we talk about a thief, there's a difference between a thief and a robber. A robber will come in front of you by fire, by force. A thief will try to make sure that you will not even notice what it is they are doing. Are we together? You will be seated together next to a thief in the vehicle, and they will open your back slowly. What you are doing on the other side, when I reach, when I relax, and I define a good hour, when I get there, if you are not going to come up with a sincere kidogo, I have to move a tender. If you are not going to come up with a tight kidogo, I have to see it. Muna soka, up until I will manage to fire whatever it is he or she intended to do, and I should have the next stage. Hello? Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So now when God or Jesus or the writers of the Bible are saying, a thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. How many things? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. You ought to know that you could be dealing with a thief who is a Christian. A thief who is a worshiper. A thief who has a lengthier testimony than you do. Hey! Have you ever known that people who can give you a testimony until you sincere? What a lie to a testimony. Has a sober for you to not give him it. And they still could be.
Amen.
So that you will not be remembered at any one time. Any time people will never exist. The enemy steals your gift. The enemy steals your potential. The enemy steals your calling. The enemy steals your desire. The enemy steals your destiny. He does not only get to the level of stealing. That would have been better. We would have gone to look for what was stolen. He kills your destiny and he destroys it totally. And so one who was a worshiper becomes a forgotten fact. One who was a preacher, one who was a doctor, one who was gifted in many ways becomes something of a priest. And so the word of God has told us, now that the enemy comes to do that, we have part two, and I will come to it when I am concluding. But now we can ask ourselves, when we are asking, am I in the hands of a thief? You know, I could be in the hands of a thief and I don't know. I want to talk about two thieves, and you will weigh yourself through them, so you can be able to know. Thief number one is the tongue. Tell your neighbor the tongue. Believe me. You know, one day, I went to the hospital, and I was very much unwell, very much unwell. And when I went to the hospital, I was not even in the mood of talking, so I just needed to say very little to the doctor. Kido was hard, you know, and he gave me medication and stuff like that. But when I told the doctor, when I walked in, even before I could say a lot, the doctor told me, he could show me your tongue, and he went for a torch and something like I think he told me, show me your tongue. Now we told him what. I looked at him and I asked him, doctor, nimeingia hapa nikakwambia, I am feeling 1, 2, 3, 4. Did I mention the tongue anywhere? What is the business between you and the tongue? Are you kidding what I told you? Nimekwambia na niko na maumivu kila mahali na huko nasikia uchungu kila mahali. So mimi nakutia wapi? He laughed. Many of our diseases are detected through the tongue. Hello? Magonjwa yetu mengi inaonekana kupitia wapi? So the doctor told me, show me your tongue. Remove it to the extent that I want to see. Do you imagine today in this revival, God is saying, show me your tongue? And I will tell you why. Because many of the diseases we have in the church today, the reason why as a church we are getting embarrassed to the extent that in the feet of our hand, we have needed to show the world to share change. Tunataka kukuna to share change. Ile pesa tulipewa, tunarudisha. Tunarudia to share change. How did we get there? The time. Praise the name of Jesus. And the Bible says that we have seven diseases of the time. But next time when we come, because today is not entirely about the time, we shall talk about them. But I can mention them quickly. The diseases, the seven diseases that God hates and wrote. Disease number one, lying. He hates a lying tongue. And the Bible says one time when the Jews were arguing with Jesus and saying, oh, you know what, Jesus? We are the sons of Abraham. Oh, we are equal heirs. Together with you, if you call yourself a Jew. And then he told them, you call yourself the sons of Abraham. No, you don't belong to Abraham, the father of the Jews. You belong to the devil, your father, because the devil was a liar from the beginning. And when he lies, it appears that he is telling the truth. Praise the name of Jesus. That is the Bible. Go and do your work. Are you sure to tell my people in front of myself? Be a luminant. Tell your neighbor, be a luminant. So, when you go, make sure that you get to know where does the Bible say that the devil is the father of your eyes. God hates a lying tongue. That is disease number one. Disease number two, it is false accusation. You know, we just want to so good because you've got all machinery, you've got all power. You can be able to fix them to the core. And so you're feeling good. God hates that a disease. Disease number three, gossip and malice. That is, those are two diseases. Gossip, malice. Then disease number five, it is the tongue that insults. Insultive tongue. You can tell people anything, you can call them any name, you don't care. It is none of your problem. Interview. Unawaita kila unataka. Another disease. Gambling. I mean, gambling. Kupiga makelele. Complaining. Complaining. You know the reason why God was tired with the people of Israel in the wilderness? Because they were complainants. Every time complaining. Then number seven, self-exaltation. That is disease number seven. Self-exaltation. You feel like you're the only one. And you keep telling people, I can, I have done, I can do, I will show you, I will take you, I will save you, I will do this, I will do that. God looks at you and wonders. You've already replaced me. You have dethroned me and enthroned yourself. Wait for me, I will show you how it happens. This is the reason why Moses could not access the land of Canaan, because of the disease of the tongue. This is a gift of destiny. The tongue is a gift of destiny. It is told the destiny of Moses. He couldn't enter Canaan. Why? Because using his tongue, he exalted himself. Instead of giving people water and telling them, God has told me to hit the rock so you get water. He looks at them and tells them, how long are you rebellious nation? For how long are you going to rebel? Since today I have given you water from this rock. And God was like, did I hear you say you've given them water from the rock? God had to go to another use of God. That was the end of his journey. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. How many times have we felt like we are the only people who can do it? Like we are the only people who can speak. Now what was Jesus? The child is a gift. And the child can either be our self-talk. Now we will die. What do I tell myself? My internal person has a tongue. What I constantly tell myself plays out in the external. Because I can only give what I have. I cannot give what I do not have. When I came here, I was feeling that I didn't need water. And I had asked for water ever since I came around. I got here very early. By some minutes to think I was here. And I talked to someone. I told them I need water. And I was told it should be cured. So to live in here, I found that up here and I was like, oh, finally, water is here. I looked at the cup and I was like, oh my God, there's nothing. I still did my fast. I waited until finally I had to again let that to someone. Kindly, I need water. Because the cup is, I can only serve from my reservoir. If my reservoir is empty, then I will give emptiness. If it is full, then I will be able to serve. But again, it depends on what fills my cup. Ask your neighbor, what fills your cup? If my cup is full of bitterness, anger, pain, and everything, even whenever I stand on any dice, I will only serve bitterness, anger, war. Can't you see what is happening in our nation today? Because many of our listeners are full of dirty water. And so when we take any platform, we can only be able to spill the anger and the bitterness. The time. Your self-talk. Do you sure you tell yourself, I'm useless. I am nothing. Even when you start to pray, you know, sometimes I listen to people praying. And some of such people behave very spiritual. They will be praying that when our water warmer. You know, some of such prayers I don't say amen. You know, that is not true.
But how you guard my eyes, and I will make a covenant with my eyes to the Lord
watch anything that is of God. Whatever you watch, ingia kwa wewe wao, ule ule uzae alikuwa anaitwa sijui kwa wapi, ule mwenye tulijaribu ati ali have sex na wanawake wengine. Naona venye mnaniangalia ni kama hamuishi kwa hii dunia, ni kama mko maskini. It's like you never have of it. And let me tell you, unaona hivi wewe sisi tunakaa hivi. Mimi mwenyewe nilisikia kusikia part of the agencies, si kusikia peke yake. They can even tell you how they look like. Na wewe uko hapa tu umejishika. Nataka wewe kuonyeshana wewe kwa kiroho sana. Deeper in my heart, deeper in my heart, deeper in my heart.
Wawapatie 20, ndio wapatie mtu mmoja
we have been torn. We are in the process of being killed slowly and then being destroyed. And I want to finish in the interest of time. Those of us who will be with me in the next service, I will expound further. So if I found myself in the hands of a thief, what am I supposed to do? You're only supposed to act. Tell your neighbor, act. What is to act? To act is to take a step. It is to move. It is to change. It is to do whatever. Act. A stands for acknowledge. Acknowledge that, yes, I'm in the hands of a thief. This is what happened to the prodigal son. He acknowledged, I was stolen. My greed, my love for fun, and my love for, you know, my happy, my love for party, my love for drugs, my love for sex, my love for everything stole me and put me to this position. I acknowledge. The prodigal son acknowledged. And that is the difference between the prodigal son and Samson that we shall look at in the second service. Instead of acknowledging, Samson tried to prove a point. There is a difference between acknowledging. To acknowledge is to accept. To prove a point is to try to fight in that. How many times have I tried to prove a point? You know, they told me that I can't have a boyfriend. Let me show you what I can. I cannot have a boyfriend. I can have boyfriends. I will have them all over. I will have the money. I will have the money. I will have student money. And I will make sure that they all know. I'm all over social media. I will dress the way I want. And you know, we dress to address. We dress to? Yes. Yeah. The way I dress is the way I am. Suppose I came along me. Nikaingia yesterday, na longi. Niache niangalie kama sivai longi na baa paka kinyasa. Kwa na baa. But could I come in the kinyasa for yesterday? I dress too? I dress. So wherever you are, even when you are a leader, anywhere, when you know that you're standing before people, ask yourself, am I communicating the relevant people? Or is everybody's quite carried away? Now, so to appear to see your children as a buyer, we need your shita. We need your shita. Only one who has to be a kid to fit here. Who can be a woman to have a wife of the youth of the year's son? To not have a wife to have a wife of the year. When I'm a year, 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 I'm a
yourself. You're even telling yourself, yes, you can do it. You're telling the devil,
yes,
you will not forever judge me. I know I was wrong, but I know I have God who forgives me. The word of God has told us, after the thief comes to steal, to kill and to destroy, God says, but I came to give life and to give it to the fullest. I